Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Khazanji Jewellers Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priti Bhardwaj from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Khazanji Jewellers Limited. From the management team, we have Rajesh Mehta, Chief Operating Officer. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, you may proceed with the opening remark.
Just a minute.
Hello, sir.
Yes. Priti Madam, you continue with the introduction.
Sir, you have to give the opening remark, please.
Okay. Then just hold on. I'll get it. Please.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Sorry for the delay. It's from Khazanji Jewellers Limited Q1 FY25. Welcome to Q1 FY25 conference call. Let me provide an overview of Khazanji Jewellers Limited, discuss recent developments, and explore the implications of recent policy changes before diving into the specifics of our Q1 FY25 performance. Since our founding by Mr. Tarachand Mehta in 1971 and incorporation in 1996, Khazanji Jewellers Limited has built a distinguished presence in the jewelry industry. Based in Chennai, Tamil Nadu, we are known for our commitment to quality, innovation, and ethical practices. We proudly hold a BSI DIS hallmarking certificate and are authorized on the IIBX platform, which underscores our reputation as a trusted jeweler. Currently, our operational showroom in South Tarbet, Chennai, serves as our sole retail location. This showroom spans 1,200 sq ft and offers a comprehensive shopping experience with a diverse range of products. It includes over 25 distinct product categories and boasts a design library of more than 5 lakh unique designs. We are approximately 120 daily footfalls at this location, reflecting our strong market presence and high level of customer engagement. I am also delighted to announce that we will soon be opening a new showroom, flagship showroom, in same South Tarbet, which is a wholesale hub of South India. As you have Kalbadevi in Mumbai, scheduled to open later this year, this 10,000 sq ft facility will expand our retail footprint and provide an even more extensive selection of gold, silver, and diamond jewelry, all aimed at delivering an exceptional shopping experience. We will be recalibrating our revenue distribution, focusing entirely onto the B2C segment in our new showroom to enhance our market position and better serve our customers. Our strategic focus is shifting towards high-value temple jewelry, which reflects our rich heritage and offers attractive margins. We are also making significant strides in our B2B segment, with our jewelry now reaching major multi-stores and renewed generational jewelers throughout South India. This expansion will strengthen our market presence and allow us to cater to a broader customer base. Additionally, the recent Union Budget 2024-25 has introduced a significant reduction in customs duties on precious metals. Duties on gold and silver has been reduced from 15% to 6% and on platinum from 12.5% to 6.4%. This change is expected to lower procurement costs, making precious metal more affordable, drive growth within the jewelry industry. This revised duty structure aligns perfectly with our growth strategies and support our ongoing commitment to deliver exceptional values to our customers. Now we come to the financial highlights of our quarter results of FY25. Our company has demonstrated remarkable financial performance. The company reported total income of 381.19 crores, marking a substantial year-on-year growth of 103.88%. EBITDA reached 13.48 crores, reflecting an impressive year-on-year increase of 108.98%, with an EBITDA margin of 3.54%, up by 9 basic points. PAT stood at 9.21 crores, up by 232.26% compared to previous year, and PAT percentage improved to 2.42%, an increase of 93 basic points. EPS also saw a significant rise, growing by 140% to 3.72 rupees. These results underscore the company's strong financial health and strong growth trajectory. In conclusion, our strong performance in Q1 FY25, along with our strategic expansion and favorable policy changes, set Khazanchi Jewelers Limited on a path to continue success. I am confident that our strategic initiatives and the new showroom will further enhance our market presence. I appreciate the ongoing support of our shareholders, customers, employees, and I look forward to achieve new milestones together. Thank you for joining us today, and I am excited about the opportunity that lies ahead. With this brief remark, now I request to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The first question is from the line of Jayaraj Jain from EBC Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, management. Thank you for the opportunities. So my first question is how much inventory does the company keep with themselves?
Quantum wise, if you say the company holds an inventory of approximately 400 kg gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about your finished goods?
If most of the goods what we hold in our stocks are finished goods only. 10% of the stocks what we are in the pipeline of production.
Okay. What like unit economics do we expect from the new store opening?
That's what the new store is going to open, which is our current showroom we are having. From there, it is a very bigger size. Say it is in multiple of 6 to 7 times bigger than the current store. And we are expecting revenue growth of at least 30% from the new store, and that too B2C segment, which is going to provide a higher margin. Say the B2B segment, we have a margin of around 4%, and B2C segment, it will be around 8%-9%. So since we are expanding onto B2C segment, so the margins are going to be higher, and the growth ratio would be around 20%-30% extra.
Okay. So can you please tell me, like, what will be our working capital requirement?
Currently, for this first showroom, the company may not require much of an working capital, and it is going to be open on, say, in the starting of FY 2026, in maybe anywhere between January to April. So the company is going to manage with the current working capital, and it is going to expand the first showroom. And further expansion, it will be decided among by the management on a later scale.
Okay, great. So do we plan to add any new design portfolio?
Yeah, obviously. Since we have been in the field from past five decades, all our managements have a vast experience, and we have an experienced team, and we have artisans all over India who are working on the patterns and designs of jewelry, which is the main aspect of what they say, growth in the jewelry sector. So we have been on regular basis, we have been creating new designs and adding as per the market requirement. And since the gold prices have been appreciating, everybody prefer to buy a lightweight jewelry, a budgeted jewelry. So we have been manufacturing that too, and we are on daily basis making researches to make product more attractive and more reachable.
Okay, great. So can you please tell me, like, how many artisans do the company have, and do have they any, like, have any plan to add any more further?
That's what. We have artisans all over India, actually. It is diversified, all over India. We get goods manufactured from various places. Since, once again, I tell you that management has five decades of experience, so all the good groups are good artisans who have been working all over India are along with the company, and we are getting our goods manufactured from them.
Okay. So is the company on track for, like, 20%-30% revenue growth guidance?
Yeah, sure. As since the additional policies of the government has been making a strong backbone for the progress of organized sector. And for this year, current year, the duty has also been reduced. And from past five years, if you say that the gem and jewelry sector has been transferring from unorganized sector to organized sector in a very fast pace. So if you take in data-wise, if you say it was around 17% was with the organized sector in 2019. Now it has been improved to 34%. And after the reduction of duty, it is going to be a very plus point for the organized sector, and the pace of its growth is going to increase much higher than what we are expecting.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, my question is, like, so budget has been announced, so there were several policies and benefits to the gold segment. So what opportunities does the company see in the next quarters or in the next year from the budget?
That's what. This budget has provided a very good opportunity for the jewelers, since there was a main difference of pricing between the organized sector and unorganized sector. They have been sourcing, or unorganized sector sourcing gold from various unethical routes, which has become a very big competition for the organized segment. Now, since the duty has been reduced, they cannot compete with the organized segment that much, since the prices are going to be equal for both the sectors. So it is going to add a boost to the current organized sector.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Abhishek Yadav from Transunion. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity, and congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So my question is, what is the plan CapEx for FY 2025 and next 3 years?
I couldn't get your question, sir, please.
What is plan CapEx for FY 2025 and next 3 years?
The current CapEx is whatever the company is holding. It is going to work with the current CapEx for the next coming up showroom, and the further requirement of capital would be decided by the management on a later stage.
Okay. And my another question is, what is your volume sale?
Yeah.
My next question is, what is your volume sale, and what is the growth in volume?
That's all. For the FY last quarter, we have given the results of sales. Revenue operation is around 381 crores.
Okay.
And which has been at the growth rate.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
For answering my question.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Avadhee from KRE Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, and thank you for giving this opportunity. My question is-
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and my question is export plans of the company. What is your export plans?
Exporter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the company has been, currently, we do not engage in exports, but the company has further plans of making, we are working on, going expansion towards the export market.
Okay, sir. And my next question is, do you plan to regional diversification in current year or maybe in the next 2 years?
Next 2 years, we do have an expansion plan. But initially, our flagship showroom would be opening in, say, another 9 months-12 months. And further from there, for the coming 2 years, we have an expansion plan of geographical expansion here, around 5 showrooms-6 showrooms in the coming years.
Okay, sir. And, I have another question. Do we have online presence? If yes, what is the contribution from this vertical?
We have been working on online platform. It will be launched very shortly. Currently, we have been working on the portal system, and it will be launched shortly.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dinesh Sane from Invest4Edu. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Good evening, sir. This is Dinesh Sane. Thank you for the opportunity, and congratulations for a very good set of numbers in quarter one.
Thank you.
My question is that, so you are going to open a showroom in next 8 months-9 months, right? Or 10,000 sq ft.
Yes.
So what exactly is the debt portion in this particular showroom?
What is the amount of stock we are going to put in that showroom? That is the quantum you're asking?
So overall, how have you funded this expansion?
So currently, the-
Or via debt.
Currently, the current stocks and the current working capital will be enough sufficient for the opening of this initial flagship showroom. On a later scale, when there are further expansions, the management will be deciding on getting the source of funds for the expansion.
Okay, and what is the current debt position, overall? Debt to equity, you can,
Overall, all the ratios has been presented. So the current debt is around company's holding and loan liability of 38 crores.
Okay. And as you mentioned, currently that you will be focusing on online business as well. So-
I'm sorry. It is a limit. It is a limit that is sanctioned for 38 crores, but the company has been last quarterly utilizing it to the extent of 17 crores-18 crores.
Okay. Got it, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
My second question is regarding your online business, which you just mentioned in previous question.
Yeah.
What exactly is your vision to grow this segment, sir?
That's what we are expanding and portal system and online segment so that we can showcase our existing stock along with all the other lightweight jewelries also. And we are going to expand that portal and promote that portal so that the company get a good reputation for that and good sales out of it.
Okay. All right. One last question is that recently in Union Budget, so there is a reduction in customs duty from 15% to almost 6.5%. So is this, can we think that your input cost would be reduced, and can we think that you would be able to pass on this reduction to the final customers?
Yeah, obviously. Since the price, it is amended immediately. From the time of his amendment, the prices of the gold and silver has been reduced. And from the same period, it has been transferred to the clients also. Because the prices immediately changes and it gets affected to the market immediately.
Okay. And one last question from my end, sir. So since you are expecting almost 25% to 30% growth in current financial year, so what exactly the margin profile you are looking at in terms of EBITDA margins?
So current EBITDA margin is around 5.5%, and it is since we are expanding into the retail segment for the coming years, the margin would be surely increasing. Because the difference between the B2B and B2C segment, the margins are around for B2B segment, it is around 4%, and for B2C, it is around 8%
to 9%. All right. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tanya Jain from Finway. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, I wanted to know what is the slippage ratio?
What is this?
Slippage ratio.
Are you talking about the cost of manufacturing or what is the spillage of gold when we are manufacturing goods? Is it that?
Yes.
It is around, say, 0.8%
to 2%. Okay. So can B2C increase?
Yeah.
Can B2C increase margins? If yes, then how much?
That's what B2C is obviously going to increase the margin. And I have already specified that the margin for B2B is around 4% and B2C it will be around 8% to 9%. And since we are going to add all the premium products along with the diamond jewelry and gold key jewelry of the new showroom, so the margins are going to be higher.
Okay. So then what are the plans for future growth in diamond segment?
So we are now we are also thinking of making an expansion in the diamond segment. We are working on making expansion for the production of diamond jewelry for B2B segment also, and for the new showroom B2C also. The proportion of profit margin is diamond is higher. So overall, the profit margin for the whole company would be increasing.
All right. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jay Mehta from Jay Advisory. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Jay. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I audible?
Yeah.
So my question is, what kind of growth do you expect in footfall in new premises?
We are expecting currently, say, we are having footfall of around 120 to 150 customers per day. It will be grow at least double in the new showroom.
Okay. Okay. And my second question is, with the commitments of our new showroom, how much rise in retail sales is expected by the company?
That's what overall proportion, whatever achieve the company achieves financial top line, among the 25% of the top line would be in retail in the coming years after the opening of showroom.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Pooja, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Hello, Ms. Pooja, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Hello, Ms. Pooja, can you hear me? Okay, we'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Ritika Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, my question is, how many showrooms you intend to open in next 3 years?
So after opening of our flagship showroom, in another 2 years from there, 2 to 3 years, we are the management has been planning to open 5 to 6 showrooms in coming 2 years.
Okay, 5 to 6. Okay.
Yeah.
And any split or bonus for the investor?
I couldn't get you. What you said?
Are you planning any split or bonuses for investors?
That management has to decide. Till now, nothing of that sort has been decided. Later on, anything which we decided will be surely posted.
Okay, okay. The company primarily caters to customer who buy the high gold gram and not to low gold gram. So, with gold price on rise, do you see any as an issue?
I couldn't get your question. What did you say?
Sir, I'm saying that a customer who buy high gold gram and not too low gold gram. So with gold price on the rise, do you see any, is there any issue?
No issue at all. Since the prices have been increasing and it is providing a better return opportunity for all the investors who have invested on in gold in regular intervals. So everybody is optimistic about gold, and on the near future also, and the longer term run, the gold has been appreciating, and everybody is interested in making additional investment in gold.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Pooja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, am I audible to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, so my question is, what are your plans? Hello?
Yes. Tell me, ma'am.
Yes. So my question is, how much growth in top line is anticipated in next 3 years?
Top line growth, since there has been lots of positive factors which are added, were too much for the increase in top line of jewelry sector. Quantum-wise, if you want to know, then the company will grow at a pace of say 30 to 40% in the per annum in the next coming 3 years. Hello?
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mansi from QAT Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. First of all, I'm very First of all, I'd like to counter.
I'm sorry to interrupt, ma'am. Your voice is coming very low. Could you speak a bit louder?
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Sir, first of all, congratulations on your set of numbers.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So my question is, generally in the jewelry segment, the craftsmen, the your jewelers, those who design the portfolio, are very important. I just want to know, how long do you have your craftsmen with you?
That's what I'm telling you. Since our management has been in the jewelry segment for, say, 5 decades, from 1971, the management has been in the jewelry sector. And be working with all over Indians, all over India, pan India, best artisans. So we have been working with artisans who are along with us from last 40 years, 30 years, 25 years, who are working with the company and providing us the best quality craftsmanship for the company and for its customers.
Okay. And if you just want to know any unique feature about your designing.
That's what, as we are specialists in manufacturing of traditional jewelry. Here in South India, lots of traditional jewelries are there. They say here that for marriages and all, they have purchased some traditional stone jewelries and necklaces, haram set, and tali chains. All specialization we have here, and we are manufacturing with the, what they say, most efficient craftsmen.
Okay. And yeah. If I go by your designing or about your portfolio, so just want to know at what ratio you like you just refresh your jewelries, like those who are working in the market or those who are outdated. So at what period you just refresh it?
So the whatever the that's what in, if you're talking about the rolling of stock, since we are dealing with both B2B and B2C segment. Our stock is getting rolled in every 80 days one cycle.
Okay. And yeah. About the design?
And other design portfolio on recurring basis, most of the designs we manufacture are sold out. Say 1 or 2% of the designs, if are not sold, we modify it. We make few changes into it so that it can be up to the mark of customer's requirement.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Neeta Deshmukh from Sadgiri Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I
yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay, sir. So my question is, what is our important component in total raw material sourcing?
Gold jewel, gold, fine gold.
Okay.
Yeah, the prime ingredient is fine gold only, yeah.
Okay. Is there any client addition in the B2B segment?
What do you want to ask?
Is there any client addition in B2B segment?
Client addition? Yeah, obviously. We are working with all the major jewelers who are famous and who are operating in multi-stores. Those players who are having familiar name pan India, and a few traditional jewelers who are having a very famous and who have been working with us from past 4 decades, 5 decades, are who are what they say generational jewelers here who are operating with 2-3 showrooms, very well known names in South India. We are working with them all.
Okay, one more question. Please explain the impact of the latest budget announcement of reduction in duties on gold and silver in our important process.
Yeah.
And whether we will be able to pass on the same to end consumers.
Yeah. That's what it has been a very positive impact for the whole jewelry segment, the reduction of duty. Price-wise, since the price has been very steeply increasing in the international market also, and this price, this duty reduction added as an, what they say, added as a positive aspect for the consumer. There was a reduction in price also, and one aspect is that it is a very healthy move by the government. Though all unorganized channels through which the gold has been imported to India will be curbed. And everybody or those who are working within organized segment will have a better business, will and have good growth.
Okay.
And have you talk about the transferring of that benefit to the consumer from the from immediate impact when the budget was announced, and it has been immediately impacted on the current market price, and the prices has been reduced, and the all the benefits has been transferred to the end user.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. All the best.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Preeti Bhadwar from Kiran Advisors for their closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Khazanchi Jewelers Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisor.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.